a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents was a walking distance. It's far, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and breathe.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. And today we're going to be talking about, before we go into today's topic, I mean, it's still Tobyversary. Hope you did not forget. Yes. Tobyversary is my birthday anniversary. And yes, I'm very extra about birthdays. So I actually gave my birthday a name, Tobyversary, and actually think my birthday should be a whole public holiday, like not just my own special day, everybody's special day. December 12th, public holiday, World Toby Day. I'm not even kidding. This thing is going to happen. And when it happens, I'm going to come back to remind you of this episode that look at God, see me. 12 December, public holiday for everybody. Okay, enough of the shalaye. Is that correct? Is that correct, use of Yoruba? Yeah, let me not even attempt. Please, I'm still Igbo. All right, so today's topic is biggest influences of the year. You know, we're coming to the end of the year. I'm coming to the end of this age and going into a new age, a new year, whatever. And so I want to reflect on things and people that have influenced me this year. The first one is family. And I'm not even trying to sound cliche as per, yes, everybody's biggest influence is family, whatever. But my family has been exceptional this year. I don't even know what entered them this year. I would ordinarily be like, I don't care or complain about family because they're the ones that get on your nerves most. But this year, my dad has just been, I think we tend to miss each other when we're not close to each other. So because this year I've been towards the end of the year, I moved to Lagos. So when we talk, we're like, oh, how are you? I just got to check on you. How are you doing? This kind of unspoken affection between us, that kind of thing. When I was about leaving Oka, when I got admission, that episode I told you guys, it was my dad that was like very supportive and trying to make sure that my transition from Oka to Lagos was very smooth, you know. He was the one telling me, don't worry, anything you need, I would get it. And I'm like, is this you? And my mom started sending me money this year. You know, before it's like, oh, it's your dad that gives you allowance. So it's if my dad has not given me money, that she will not go and fight for me. Oh, give her money now, she's broke and all these kind of things. But she'll not be like, oh, Toby, are you okay? Let me send you money. I'm like, no, you don't have to. She's like, send me your account number. You know, even when I feign forgetfulness and not send it, she will come and want to use it to pick fight. Send me your account number. I'm like, yo, what is this? Like the care and the everything, you know, they just, and even apart from them, like caring for me directly, it's me looking at myself and being like, shit, this thing I just did now, like this is my dad. And the whole podcast thing I'm doing, you know, people will not be like, oh, how did you get into podcast? And I'm like, oh, I just decided to. I just felt like, they're like, oh, what does your dad do? He's a pharmacist. What does your mom do? She's a journalist. I'm like, no wonder. I'm like, wait, did I unconsciously walk my mom's path? You know, people can just influence you. You think you're doing your own thing. I want to be my own person. I want to be a rich kind of stupid person. You see that everything you become is as a result of your environment, as a result of the people around you, and you just pick up things from them. And don't even get me started on my siblings. those people are sweet. My brother, you know, one time I was saying my brother is my favorite person in the world, you know, because I just love him. I just feel this need to protect him. He's like my younger brother, that kind of thing. But this year it has been the other way around. Chiagozie will randomly call me to check on me. Chiagozie would randomly tell me that, yo, I want to, that your birthday, I'm going to celebrate it for you. I'm going to send you money. From where to where? This boy would literally call me when maybe he's at home and my dad is trying to frustrate him and my dad is, or my mom is trying to complain. What kind of complain like that? It's me. He calls me and he calls me to just rant and seek comfort and all these kind of things. And I mean, you can't even fake that. You can't get that anywhere, you know. There are some things I even learned from him. My auntie has had some goods that she wanted to sell. She gave them to me to sell. I didn't even know what to do with them. I just abandoned them. And Chiagozie just has his way with people and with things. And he got those things sold. And I'm like, yo, come and teach me. You know, I want to be like you when I grow up. My sister be doing the most. It would be unfair if I don't just get into details on how my sister has just like been my biggest influence this year. But I can't even capture the entirety of it. You know, it's just been everything, really. Family is just everything. I can't even lie. My second influence, biggest influence of the year is podcasting. My podcast has just given me a sense of purpose. It's what drives me, you know, when I'm trying to figure out, okay, what am I doing with my life? Am I getting jobs? Am I applying for scholarships that I'm not getting, you know, and trying to figure out what the hell am I doing with life? Podcast is that one thing that I can literally control, and I've been able to use it to give myself a sense of purpose that even when everything else is not working, I'm working on this thing and it's like just been fine. Just influenced me a lot. I've been able to talk more confidently, you know. I've been able to meet amazing people. My podcast community, it's been able to keep me grounded. Third influence of the year, my friends. I tend to, like I said, you know, become like my environment, sort of. So the friends around me, the things they do for me result in me doing same or more for others. So a person would randomly check on me and be like, hey, I just thought of you. And you see me trying to check on 5 people. Hey, I just randomly thought of you because someone did it for me first. You know, friends would literally support me. And I'm thinking, oh, which of my friends would I support? Friends would just randomly... Okay, I went for NAPE conference and, you know, the companies that come there to exhibit, some of them do this free health checkup, free eye checkup and all that. So one of my friends that we used to go together this year, she couldn't make it. But on the second day, she called me. That told me the conference is 4 days, it's coming to an end. Have you gone for eye checkup? At least you get free glasses, what you normally always do. And I was like, no. She's like, yo, that is the only reason I called, though. I just said, let me call you to remind you to go and do your eye checkup. I'm like, yo, someone like she's firing with you, thinking of you or thinking of me that, yo, you need this thing, your eyes. Like, my eyes. Somebody cares about my eyes. It's insane. You can't get that anywhere. Or my friend that is my biggest supporter of my podcast. She's hyping it everywhere. The other one is telling me he wants to pay for ads, for publicity for me. The other one literally sent me money to buy podcast equipment. You can't get that anywhere. So tomorrow, when I turn out to be like this amazing friend, you know, you guys are always talking about, the one that cares for her friends and raises money, you think, oh, Toby's an exceptional human being. But then I didn't do it first. It is people around me that did it first. They're the real MVPs, really. My fourth influence this year is music. I mean, I'm not even going to say much. Music is just everything. Music just keeps you going. The sixth one, and this is rather unusual, but my sixth influence this year, biggest influence this year is discomfort and discontent. And this is rather wild because things that have pushed me to do most of the things that I've done is like uncomfortable situations. I'm like, yo, what the hell is this? I'm not doing, so I'd rather not do this thing to push me to do things. For example, it was me getting tired of staying in Oka and doing gate man, opening gate. And I'm like, what the hell, what's this life that made me move to Lagos? I moved to Lagos and then Unilag is like annoying. Like Oka can never. Unizik, in fact, I've seen how amazing Unizik is now. Unilag is annoying. Nothing organized here. And like, okay, now they admitted us when October, no, when was I admitted? July. And now you're admitting a new set in December and saying you want to merge us together. So all the time we've spent is like rubbish. Anyway, I don't even want to rant. But you see all this ranting? It's these rantings that push me. So I'm like, you see this Unilag, I did not send your daddy. I'm going to, Unilag is not going to control my life. I'm actually going to make the best out of my life without Unilag frustrating me. So they're making plans of actually applying to scholarships and admissions abroad. Because I'm like, I don't even care whether I finish this Unilag thing or not. If I get something better, I'm leaving it. And it's the frustration and anger and discomfort Unilag has brought with it that has pushed me to make better decisions for my life. You know, when I moved here, we didn't have light for a month. I wanted to, like, just go crazy. And Nigeria is my biggest motivation to leave this country. Go on Twitter. Just which day that policemen, is it Lasma and Kini police, were actually chasing a trailer guy. The trailer now hit some school children. Other school children went to protest. The policemen went to shoot them. Very weird story coming out of this Nigeria. And I'm like, no, I can't. No, everybody here is mad. Everything here doesn't make sense. I cannot survive here. So I'm actually making every effort to leave. Before, I was like, I'm applying. But it's like, when I have time, let me just do it. But now I'm gingered. I will create that time. I will do that thing, you know. So uncomfortable situations or maybe times when I've been broke. And I'm like, yeah, I need to look for a way to make money. And I've started making money through writing and all these things. So I'm like, yo, uncomfortable situations have actually motivated me to, you know, move myself to better situations or be gingered or inspired to do better for myself. So yeah, that's it. My biggest influences of the year. Yeah. So I want you guys to listen to this episode and share with me what are the things that have influenced you most this year. The things, the people, what are they? You know, just give me feedback. Let me know. All right. So as you do that, look out for tomorrow's episode, tomorrow's Tobyversary episode. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?